As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits.
It's Cooper and Anthony.
You know, you and I always make fun of people who talk about Powerball all the time, like, so what are you going to do with the money? You know, we hate that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we had a guy that would call winners, and the only question he would have for him, what are you going to do with the money?
Yeah, because they were giving away, like, whatever it was, $1,000.
$1,000. And he couldn't think of anything else.
Yeah. So I think you put a compilation together of congratulations. What do you do with the money? Hey, that's great. What are you going to do with the money? And it's just, it's literally the only question he asks every single time. And there's a lot of things you can ask somebody. And I know that, and most of the time, people don't give you a great answer. They're not like, I'm going to take my dog to Paris. It's never anything like cool like that. Mm. It's always like, well, I'm going to pay off some bills. The contest is pay your bills. Mm-hmm. So what do you think they're going to do with the money, idiot? Why don't you ask them something else?
That's what you get for having the traffic guy call your winners. Anyway. Who should we have call the winners? Oh, how about the traffic guy? Okay.
Right.
The actual guy who says the LIE is backed up. That's the same guy.
The guy we don't trust to have any conversation other than the bridges and tunnels are crowded. Yeah.
Right.
So, but, you know, you and I, we always make fun of people who talk about lottery stuff. But there's a lottery story in the news today that I thought was actually interesting because there's a controversy attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when it's a big lottery, like a big Powerball or a big amount of money, people go in together. They buy a bunch of tickets and everybody puts in $10 or $5, depending on how many people you have. And I've been in those before, those like lottery pools. People do that a lot at work. It's a work thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never a good idea because there's always an issue. And it's, you're talking about money here. It seems fun when you first hand somebody $5 and be like, here's $5. Go make us $10 million. And it feels like a fantasy that never happens.
Mm-hmm.
But once in a while, it happens. There's an issue. This one is in Canada. It's in Ontario, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
There's this pizza delivery driver, and he is suing 16 of his friends because they won $1 million in the lottery and they didn't give him any of the cash that he's owed. He's owed $70,000, he says.
Mm-hmm.
So the story is this. He used to work at, I don't know, like a car dealership or something. And the bunch of them for years, put in $10, I don't know, a month, a week, whatever the way they did it. And then somebody would go buy lottery tickets and they'd win a little here, a little there. They'd get their money back. Mostly it was a big loss, you know. So he left that job, the car place, to go become a pizza delivery guy, but said to everybody, I want to still be in the lottery pool. They're like, great, no problem. So he was sort of joking with one of the guys. The guy's like, you know, you're kind of behind on the money you owe us for the lottery pool. You owe us $40.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, take it out of the winnings, like as a joke. He's like, no, I'll give you money. Don't worry about it. Like, I'm in. I'll give you the money. So he didn't actually give the guy the money, even though he said he would and he has the text to prove it. And of course, those people went on and they won the $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and once these stories get out there, I mean, people, this stuff blows up because everyone has a very strong opinion about this. So I'd like to ask you first before I tell you what I think. In a situation like this, they've been doing this for years. This isn't like they did it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
They did it was a weekly thing for several years. During the pandemic, they didn't do it because nobody was at work. They started back up again March 2021. He was just as involved as everybody else. But he's behind on a couple of payments. He owes them like $40.
Mm-hmm.
And he the main guy who keeps the money, he said, I'm in. I'll give you the money when I see you. Don't worry about it. And they were making jokes back and forth about what's $40 versus $1 million, you know, joking. So, of course, they win. And once there's actual money and you see that you can split it and have more money between 16 people, you're like, okay, so who didn't really put money in this week? Who can we cut out? So they cut this guy out. And now he's suing them.
His loss. He didn't pay in. Fuck him. You didn't pay in. You didn't play. Sorry. just because you played all the time, but you didn't pay this round because you didn't give me any money, screw you. You're lost.
But his intention was to give them money. He texted back and forth with the guy that when he sees him, he'll give him the $40 he owes him.
Mm.
And he even said, I'm in this week. Put me in.
Yeah, like, but you're behind. I'm involved. And you haven't given me money. So you're behind. You haven't given me any money. You're a loser. Go away. You didn't win anything.
He's not a loser.
He's a loser.
He's not a loser. He hasn't seen his friends. You know, it's one thing if you see people all the time, you can hand him $40 when you see them.
Mm.
But he doesn't work there anymore. So he doesn't see them all that often. And his friend that runs the thing in the tech should have said to him, listen, dude, you're $40 behind. How about this? Sit out this week. And then once you give us money, you're back in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the guy should have said, but he didn't. He was like, yeah, no problem. He's like, I'll spot you. So he offered to spot him for the week. That's like saying to somebody, you know, if you need me to lend you money, I will lend you money. And then when they come to collect it, you'd be like, what? I didn't say I'd lend you money.
Mm.
So the guy, for all intents and purposes, was in this lottery pool.
If you're behind on your rent, they're going to throw you out.
No, okay. So if your landlord says to you, I know you're behind on your rent, but it's okay. We like you. We like having you here as a tenant. Just, you know, pay us when you can or pay us next month or it's totally cool. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
The landlord can't be then upset with you that you're late on your rent when he just gave you a free pass. Just like this guy gave him a free pass. The lottery pool guy gave the pizza delivery driver a free pass. Like, don't worry about it, dude. Catch me next time. You're good.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have said that. That's the thing. He spoke for the whole group. He should have said to everyone else, listen, pizza delivery guy is behind. What do you guys think? And they would have been like, axe that motherfucker. Like, then that would have been a different story. But, you know, if you see the texts, it seems like...
If he says, I got you this time, I'm going to put the money in, hit me up when you see me, that's a different story.
He did say that.
Oh, okay. But I don't like any of that. I don't think you should just go buy your own damn lottery ticket. Don't put in a pool. Nothing ever comes out good from these stories.
You can't unring that bell. But they've been doing this together for years. And here's the thing. Not only do they do it together for years, they discuss with each other how life-changing just $70,000 would be, and how this is their dream and how they can live their dreams and do all these other things. And, you know, these aren't people that have a lot of money. These are people look, $70,000 is a lot of money, but these are people that $70,000 could really be life changing.
Mm.
I think it's completely selfish that those other 16 people are being like this about it. And they hired a lawyer. And the lawyer is like, I mean, I had to hire a lawyer, but the lawyer is the one who was interviewed. And that lawyer was like, he's not getting a dime. I don't care how much it costs them. He's not entitled to even a dime of this. Why do you have to be like that? Why can't you just say, you know what, dude? You're having a hard time. You couldn't pay us the $40 you owe us. Clearly, you need money. So we'll cut you in. How about this? Instead of $70,000, you know, we'll... Like, as a penalty for not paying this week, we'll give you $50,000. Like, they should give him. He's part of their friendship. He's part of their group. And if we're not here for each other while we're going through the worst times in our lives, then what's the fucking point of having friends? What's the point?
Mm-hmm. No, you didn't put money in. Money's thicker than water. Screw you. You didn't give me money. You didn't win. Sorry. Next.
Yeah, those people are going to lose their lawsuit because I'll tell you why. Because the main guy texted him and emailed him that, don't worry, buddy, I got you. I got you.
I wonder how that works because there's no contract between all those people. I wonder how that plays out in the court system.
Right. And that's what I was telling you earlier. When you do, whenever there's money between coworkers, there is not, you're not signing paperwork. You're not signing a document.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never going to work out. Like, you know, I always hated whenever we went out as a group for dinner. you know, one of the radio stations I worked at, everybody loved to go out. We go to the theater, we go to dinner, we do a whole big thing. And we go to the theater because we got free theater tickets. Like, we were there to help promote the show. But we'd all have dinner first. And then sometimes we would have to split the bill and they would just count heads. It's like, hi, I only had a salad. Well, next time you won't. No, next time I'll also have a salad. I don't eat meat and I don't drink alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So this is never going to even out for me. So I started to say, I can't go. And then they're like, what do you mean you can't go? You have to be there. It's a work event and blah, blah, blah. And they make a big deal. So then I would have to say, well, I already ate, or I would show up and just ask for a separate check, or but then it makes you look cheap. So, you know, you're fucked either way. Like, that's mm-hmm. the worst thing. Like, you can't say to people, listen, you all eat meat and appetizers and you drink like fish. I can't eat that much food. I eat one thing and I drink water. Like, sorry, it's never going to even out for me. But then I've had friends of mine say, listen, it's a work engagement. Suck it up and pay $75 for your salad. If they go around the table and it's $75 a person, just put in your $75 and think of it as a work expense. You bought drinks for the table. You bought drinks for some of the people you work with. Just your $10 salad is now $75. Just deal with it.
Yeah, and that's the best way to do it, because you're going to be that pain in the ass and you're never going to be asked ever again to go out.
Well, that's the problem. But then on the other side, then I end up resenting everybody because they know me by now.
You know, I already.
Well, that's true. Nothing changes. Why would that change? Why would anything have anything to do with that?
You wouldn't think anything different out of those 10 people than you did before the dinner.
Yeah, it's a very good point. Yeah.
You would just be like, I just hate them even more now.
Yeah, but I don't know. And then there's like, I don't know. There's always some chip in money. We're buying a gift for so-and-so. They're retiring. You know, there's always like a money thing going on at work. I just feel like when it comes to work and when it comes to money, I think all that stuff is just inappropriate. You know, we have really come really far with the sexual harassment and the hostile environment and all that kind of stuff. But the one place that we have not yet put a kibosh on and stopped is money exchanging hands between coworkers. It's I would say that's a bigger hostile environment if you think about it. Because let's say it's my birthday and it's the receptionist's birthday. Well, everyone loves the reception. She's been there 30 years. You know, they get her a big, amazing birthday gift. You know, me, they get a little tiny cake and some flowers. Do you mean, don't get anybody anything. Either get everybody the same thing or don't get anybody anything, but don't chip in anymore. Don't ask me for money for a work person.
Yeah, I think that's changed. I mean, we don't even acknowledge somebody's birthday anymore at work. It's like, okay, move on.
I have friends that work in environments where if it's your birthday, you can have the day off.
Yeah, and that's what we do at my job. So the guy that sits next to me, he wasn't there today because it was his birthday. And I told him Friday, I said, take it off because everybody else does.
All right, so my birthday is always Thanksgiving week when everyone already has off anyway. So I don't get a day off. I don't get a birthday.
No, not at my job.
Okay, so that's what I mean. So is that fair? I would sit down with HR and be like, what kind of fucking bullshit is this? I didn't ask to be born Thanksgiving Day. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what if someone's born on Christmas Day? Like, fuck this shit. This other person gets a day off and gets paid the same salary? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, last year I didn't take my birthday off. I worked and said, I'm going to save it up for a Friday or another day that I want to take off, and they wouldn't let me do it. So it's like, I don't care if my birthday comes up on a Tuesday now. I'm taking it the hell off. And if it falls on a Saturday or Sunday, you're screwed. So that's the deal we all have.
But that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's not like you're 4 and you have to be celebrated on your actual birthday because you're going to get free pizza and cake and everyone's coming over your house and there's going to be balloons. You don't give a shit about your birthday after a certain period of time. Like, what do you care? You know what I mean? It's about having the day off. And if I'm closing a big deal and that day off doesn't work for me, you should give me a different day off. If the idea is just to give somebody a day off, it's arbitrary. So whether my birthday is, you know, on Thanksgiving or whether it's May 2nd,
mm-hmm.
it's arbitrary. What do you care?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a company-wide thing. It's my little place. It's our boss decided he wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So he's just doing it as a thank you.
Would not be okay with me. Now, if you want to give me a thank you, then let me take a day off that makes sense. You already have that week off because it's Thanksgiving. Mm. I would like a day off like everybody else.
But see, the difference between people that get along with their get along with other people at work is they don't bring things like this up. We just go okay and move on.
What? But then it's not fair. I don't care. You're going to resent them.
You resent them anyway. We already went through this. You hate them anyway. I despise everybody at my job. It's not like I'm going to despise them more because they wouldn't let me have my birthday off. I don't care. I really want, all I want is 5 o'clock to come. That's all I want.
You know what? So here's what I would do, because I feel like I believe in a just world. I would call up one Friday morning. I may have COVID. I need the day off. And I would take that day as my birthday day.
Yeah, that's fine. You can do that because you get sick days. So take as many off as you like.
Well, there you go. That's what I mean. So I would take a sick day then.
Hey, I'm Will.
And I'm Kat. Ooh, that was loud. Sorry.
If you love 1980s pop culture, you'll love 1980s Now. Each week, we discuss our favorite 1980s media.
Like movies, TV shows, music.
Yeah, we chat with our favorite 1980s celebrities. Let's see, we got a lot of those.
And sometimes it's more meaningful, like affirmations with Dee Wallace.
And other times, Alex Winter tells us what Bill and Ted's phone booth smells like.
Smelly.
But it's always fun.
And sometimes there's a surprise game, like right now, because once again, it's time to play...
When you think of garbage, think of Aki.
No, I'm kidding.
Darn. I thought you had something.
You don't have to miss the 1980s.
You can have your 1980s now.
Because that's the name of the show. You think people got that part? I don't know.
Yes.
Listen and listen good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure whatever they vaccinated them against, it wasn't enough.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
We're going to find out. We're actually going to find out your toxic trait.
Just one?
Just one. So this is a quiz. And at the end, it's going to tell you what your toxic trait is.
So let me tell you what happened to you. I'll tell you my toxic trait right now.
Okay.
My toxic trait is that I have my finger on your pulse. Now, I got on you, what was it, last year, the year before? I got on you because you were doing too many lists. And I was like, you know what? This isn't a show about lists. Like, best rock and roll songs, worst movies.
Yeah, don't bring that up.
But it was like, right, it was like one list after another. And I was like, you know what? I don't mind a once in a while list if it's fun, if it's relevant, but too much with the lists.
Mm.
So you stopped doing lists and now you do quizzes.
I do quizzes because they're fun.
You're the quiz master now.
Because we learn stuff about you with these quizzes. And then we find out what you're toxic about, which I want to find out.
You already know. I just told you.
What is your typical morning like? Do you hit snooze? Is it chaos? Do you work out or do you have a daily morning routine?
It's a little of, it's somewhere between chaos and daily morning routine. No, I'll tell you what. Okay, it's only chaos because every day is not the same. I don't wake up at the same time. I don't do the same thing every day. I would love to have a daily routine. In fact, during COVID, when you and I were just doing the podcast and I wasn't working or doing anything else, I did the exact same thing every single day. I woke up at the same time.
But it was still chaos.
I had my coffee. I took dogs out. You know, I had a whole thing. It was chaos because I also had the fucking cat to deal with because my parents were away.
All right, chaos.
And left their cat abandoned for 4 months. I want to have a routine. In my head, I have a routine. The truth is, it's chaos because every day is different. You know, some days I can walk the dog. Some days I have to wake up my boyfriend to walk the dog because I have to leave early. Some days I have coffee. Some days the coffee fucks with my stomach and I spend the morning in the bathroom and then I have to cancel the thing I'm doing. I can't predict my days.
It's chaos. So this is the one that made me laugh when I thought of talking to you. When was the last time you argued with somebody? The choices
You mean today?
I can't remember. Today, kind of recently, and a while ago.
I can't remember. I literally had a fight with my boyfriend like right before the show.
That's not on the list, but today.
Wait, okay. And no, that's the last time we argued today. And then yesterday, he and I were at the theater and we nearly took the heads off the people behind us. Because listen to this. So we're at the theater. We're at a terrible show. If you're coming to New York City, do not see the show POTUS. It was terrible. It was stupid.
What would make you think that would be good?
Well, a lot of celebrities are in it, so we thought it'd be good. And it was supposed to be funny, but it was really insulting. It was supposed to be about like the women behind the president. They were portrayed as being completely incompetent boobs that didn't know their asses from their elbows. It was the most misogynistic, upsetting play. There was not a joke in it. And then I found out that some like 28-year-old girl wrote it. And I'm like, did she go watch sitcoms from the 80s and then decide to write these cliche characters? Like, it was so awful. But so as the play was going on, I was leaning over my boyfriend. I was saying like, you know, wait, what? Why is that character saying that? Or that's not a normal. I was commenting to him. The woman behind us, I didn't know this until later, leaned over and kept poking him. Every time I leaned over to talk to him.
Poking Joe?
She touched him. She touched my boyfriend. A stranger touched him in the theater.
Why?
And because I would lean over to talk to him and he would lean over and she couldn't see or... You know, or like we were whispering and she didn't like that, but I didn't realize she was poking him. Had I known that, I would have stopped
You'd
the theater. I would have stopped the play and turned, right, I'd be in jail. And I was like, why didn't you tell me? So he and I together nearly took her, he nearly took her head off. Like at one point he said, touch me again and I will beat you. And I'm like, who's he talking to?
Yeah, no, you don't tell Cooper those things because it's not going to turn out well.
Yeah, he told me on the train ride home. Yeah. I was like, turn this train around. I'm going back. No. I'm going to let her know.
Nothing good.
So anyway, so almost yesterday and definitely today.
Do you make daily to-do lists?
I don't.
Yeah, it's yes. I never finish them. Only if I'm busy or no. And it's a no.
I have no time for that.
How often do you treat yourself?
What does that mean, treat yourself?
Yeah, I don't know. It could mean...
Like a manicure or ice cream?
It could mean a lot of different things.
Oh, I see.
How often do you treat yourself? Daily, rarely, randomly, or often-ish?
Often-ish.
Often-ish.
You know, it depends how many Hemsworth movies I watch. I just rewatched Thor, and I'm Thor.
And that should have been daily. What do you
so
wish?
So I treated myself like three times on Saturday. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What do you wish you had more of? Time, money, confidence, or friends?
Stupid That's hilarious. Quiz. It is such a stupid quiz.
You're going to say money.
Of course, money.
You
Please.
Have, you have
need,
too
need,
much time. There's too
I
much
too
time.
Much time. I have too many friends.
And too much confidence.
I have way too much confidence. You know, okay, so you want to learn something about me? This is very interesting. So when I was a kid, I was an actor, and I found a letter that I wrote my mother where I was really upset because I was in an acting class. And the letter was like me telling her that I'm better than everybody else in class. And it makes me mad that I have to be in class with these incompetents. You know what I mean? Like, wow. My guess is I probably wasn't better than them, or I was probably as good as a couple of them. But I was definitely not the best in class. But this letter it was just like, ugh, I don't know how I can be around these. These people are dragging me down and they're making me a worse actor. I tell my mother all about how awful the people in my class were and how much better I was and how I should, at this point, I should just like go off and get an agent and be famous and not deal with this, with these petty people anymore.
Nothing in 20 years has changed.
I've always had that kind of confidence. Yeah, it's called narcissism. Go ahead.
Yeah, so if you had more time, you would go insane.
because no more time.
Yeah, you wish the clock would just speed up anyway. Okay, so we'll save money. What do you wish you're doing right now? Sleeping? Relaxing? Working on a project you're excited about or your hobby?
None of those things.
You got to pick one. Sleeping, relaxing, working on a project, or your hobby.
I don't have a hobby. Who has hobbies? What adult has a hobby?
Normal people.
You have a hobby? What's your hobby?
This.
Okay.
It can't be a job because it hasn't paid me shit. So I just keep the giving money out to the hobby.
Okay, then I agree with you. I say hobby also because I guess this is my hobby too. And here I am doing it.
And this is complete bullshit because it finally says, let's find out your toxic trait, conflict avoidance. You would do anything to avoid a conflict, which is... you would do anything to avoid a conflict. Complete bullshit quiz.
Yeah. I'm the person who creates conflict where there is no conflict. Not only do I not avoid conflict, I look for conflict. I spend my day finding ways that I can have conflict where there is no need for conflict.
Sometimes you tiptoe around problems.
Yeah, that's my problem. I tiptoe around things. You know what? Do me a favor. Give me whoever the writer of this quiz is, because I'm going to... I know they always give their handle on Twitter. I'm going to let them fucking have it.
Joanna Bornes.
Yeah, fuck you, Joanna Bornes.
Oh, she's hot, though.
I don't... You know what? Then do a quiz about hot girls and stop trying to tell people what their toxic traits are when you don't know fucking shit.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Yesterday, we were supposed to do this show.
Right. I didn't want to say anything to you because Anthony, for many, many years, not only has put up with me and put up with a lot of me, but he spends a lot of time producing stuff. And then when we've worked at different radio stations, they make him produce stuff he doesn't need to produce. Like, he overworks all the time. So we were supposed to do the show yesterday, and I did not give you shit about it. I didn't say anything when we spoke before the show tonight. I didn't say, hey, what the fuck happened to you yesterday? I didn't say a word. I thought, as my thank you to you, I'm just going to let it go, which, you know, is really hard for me to do.
So whenever we did the show 2 days ago, I couldn't remember if we said one day or the other day. I couldn't remember. Uh-huh. So I'm going to blame you.
Why?
Because I didn't look at my phone. And I know this is such a guy thing to say. I didn't look at my phone all day,
which I don't believe. No, everyone's phone is glued to their hand. Whenever someone says I didn't get your text, I'm like, well, were you in a coma? Were you in an iron lung? Why didn't you look at your text? Where was your phone?
Yeah, so me saying I didn't see my phone all day, it sounds like a guy excuse.
It does.
And but it's a good excuse because it's actually what happened. So around 5 o'clock, because I look at my phone all day long.
Yeah.
That's all. I have it in my hand all day long when I'm working. When I'm not working, I try to stay far away from my phone if possible.
Why? What's wrong with your phone?
I don't know. I want peace and quiet. It's just one day I have. I don't know. So
it's weird that your peace and quiet day is to not be on your phone. For me, a peace and quiet day is to only be with my phone.
No. So I'm going to blame you for not looking at my phone. I didn't look at my phone from 5 o'clock yesterday till 10 o'clock last night. So for 5 hours, I swear to God, I didn't look at my phone. So, and it's your fault.
Why?
Because you gave me your Netflix password and I got stuck on the game show Awake.
What is that? How do I not know about this?
It's the greatest show. And the bad thing about it is the one episode will end and they'll say the next one starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the next one starts.
It rolls right in. Yeah,
and it just keeps on going.
Yeah, I love that. So wait, what's the show that I'm missing that I don't know about?
So they make people stay awake for 24 hours.
Oh my God, someone's going to die doing that.
They put $1 million worth of quarters in a room and you have to count as many quarters as you can. So let's say you count $35,000 worth of quarters in 24 hours. So you got to sit there and go 25, 50, 75, a dollar. But you can't write it down.
So you sit there watching people count?
No,
that's
the
show?
No, no. So that's just a piece of it. So they show people counting and they're half dead because it's been going on for 24 hours. So then they have to do stunts as being 30 hours now, no sleep.
Okay.
Like you have to take a needle and thread needles when you haven't slept.
Okay.
So it's just, it's mind-numbing stupidness. But it ran for 5 hours yesterday.
Wow.
And I didn't really even pee. I just sat there like staring at this stupid show all day long.
You know, it's so crazy how Netflix, like they have an algorithm because that show never comes up on any of my suggestions. When it says trending now, that's not even on my trending now. Like you always find shows on Netflix that are not at all anything that they would ever pitch me. Because my guess is Selling Sunset is not something that you know about.
I've never
right?
seen that.
Right, exactly. It's the number one show on Netflix. And I'd stopped watching it for a while just because. So I don't know if you know who, you don't know who Trishelle Strauss is, but if you saw her, you'd love her a long time. She's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my entire life. She's so gorgeous. I can't even believe she's a person and not like a drawing. So she was married to Justin Hartley from This Is Us. And their marriage falls apart while she's on this show. She thinks everything's great and fine and she's happy. And then she finds out that he's divorced her and texts her about it. Like after 6 years together, she finds out that she's divorced basically from TMZ like the rest of us. And he texts her and he's like, oh, by the way, I filed for divorce. What? What? And then a couple months later, he married a friend of theirs, which was obviously he was cheating on her with this other friend or whatever the story was. I mean, we don't know. We don't know because they both never said. So I was interested in that storyline and like one other storyline. This other girl who was a Playboy centerfold, she's now married to that guy, Tarek, whatever, from Flip This House.
Oh, and that guy, yeah.
And that was a big story in the news. So I'm interested in her life and Trishelle's life because they've been in pop culture and they're in Page Six and all that kind of stuff. But once those storylines kind of ended and they started trying to bring in new characters, I was like, ugh, I'm done with this bullshit. So I stopped watching it, but now I heard that the new season is good. So I'm trying to get back into it. But I was thinking, like, there's no way. Like, this is the number one show on Netflix for women. Like, they are not, and gay men, they're not pitching that show to you. Like,
no.
Netflix is not like, Anthony, guess what? New season, Selling Sunset. Like, there's no way that's happening.
Yeah, because I would never go back to Netflix. I'd be like, they don't know what I want, and they have nothing, so I'm not watching it. No, my day started with Hulu, and I was watching The Kardashians.
No, you did not.
I did it for you, because I know we were going to have to talk about it. So I know there's a new Kardashian show, so I decided to watch it. I got 20 minutes into it, and I bailed. I couldn't do it.
Right, because you started losing brain cells watching it.
I can't. None of them.
I will talk about the Kardashians and Kanye and Pete Davidson and all that kind of stuff ad nauseum, but I will not watch a minute of those shows, mostly because all the drama is already taking place in the press. By the time you see it on the show, it's already happened. So I don't need to see Kim's pregnancy that I've known about. She's had the baby and now they're first showing her pregnancy. Like, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite thing is they started posting like, the Kardashians are back. Bitch, you didn't go anywhere. Like, back. You have been in my face nonstop. Back from what? The bathroom? Like, you didn't go anywhere.
No, I'm sitting there watching it going, how many kids are in that house? That's not her real ass. There's no way. I'm watching this show and I'm losing my mind going, I didn't know there was that many sisters. I thought there was three, but there's like eight.
No, there's five sisters.
There's five?
Well, yeah, there's two Jenners and three Kardashians.
Let's see. I'm done. I know that Travis is dating one of them. But the other,
Kylie, yeah.
But another one is dating a guy named Travis. So I'm
oh,
super.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's two Travises.
I'm
right. There's
super
Travis
confused.
Scott and Travis Barker. They're both with the Travis.
And then they showed the Scott guy who looks like a pedophile.
Scott Disick. Yeah,
I don't know
the ex-husband.
Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't trust him with.
He's creepy because Scott Disick is like 36 and he keeps dating like 18-year-olds. I mean, they're legal, but it's creepy. Yeah, you're right. It's very creepy. But that's the thing. See, I know everything about the Kardashians and I've never seen a minute of any of their shows. I don't need to. It is in the press in my face constantly. I can't avoid it even if I want to. In fact, today on our Twitter page, we tweeted about Pete Davidson got a tattoo on his neck of the initials of Kim Kardashian's children. And it's like, all right, I totally ship those two. I think they're adorable together. I hope they're happy. I think it's a little early to be getting a tattoo of your new girlfriend's kids on your, first of all, neck tattoo. That's a big commitment. Everyone's going to see it. You can't hide that. Mm-hmm. A neck tattoo says, I'm never going to work in the corporate world. And then also, it seemed like a diss to Kanye, like, I got your kids now, right? So it's like, you put a tattoo on your neck that's a diss to another guy? A tattoo? I could see wearing a t-shirt that says, Kim is my lawyer, or I'm fucking Kim Kardashian. That's, you know, some of those t-shirts that are out there, that's fine. But a neck tattoo to diss your rival? That's some serious mental illness.
I know, but he's been treating tattoos like they're a blackboard anyway, where you can take it and erase it and start all over again. So he's taking off more tattoos than he's putting on. So he's like, I can put it on there. I can take it off easy.
Yeah, it's funny because everybody on Twitter was like, I wonder what he's going to color over it. Like, I wonder what he's going to turn it into.
Yeah, he's going to put some, you know, foghorn leghorn or some crap, weird crap over his neck.
However, remember he had like a million Ariana Grande tattoos.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got an alien from that movie. He's got Jaws. He's got crazy shit on his
body.
But
that's fine. He's not married to Jaws. He's not dating Jaws. That's fine. But it's my only advice to people who are dating. Don't tattoo each other's names on your bodies. Until you've been together like 20 years. And even then.
Even then. Shit could walk out the door at any moment. And then you're
moment.
Stuck
and you
with
don't,
it.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. And then, you know, my whole thing about tattoos now, like, this is the difference between you and I being, I mean, we're not really Gen X. We're somewhere between Gen X and Millennial, I would say. But still, the difference between us is that we were growing up, tattoos were something that was like edgy, that only like
outlaws
and bad boys and, you know, people who rode motorcycles and, you know, tattoos was not something regular people did. Then suddenly a change where everybody had tattoos on them, like sleeves of tattoos. And it wasn't original. It wasn't interesting anymore. It's like, oh, you have a sleeve of tattoo. You went to Catholic school. Yawn. You know what I mean? Like people getting like full. I'm more impressed with people that don't have tattoos.
It's like, what are you, crazy?
That's edgy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you made it through the 90s and 2000s and didn't get a tattoo, you're my fucking hero.
Yeah. I mean, like you have none.
Well, it's not because I'm a scared of needles. I'm a scared.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm a scared of all that
stuff.
I need
a target.
I'm a scared.
Something to aim for.
Well, that's the thing. So when my friends first started getting tattoos, you know, of course, my friends, they went for the tramp stamp first. And it was like, and if you don't know what a tramp stamp is, that's the tattoo you get on your very lower
go to
back.
Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, right. It's, you get in your lower back because the only time someone's going to see it is if they have you bent over. Otherwise, mm-hmm. like your pants cover it. No one in the real world's going to see it. You got to have your G-string on or a bikini or be naked for someone to see your tattoo. So that's why it's called a tramp stamp. So my friends all had tramp stamps. And then I had some friends that started getting like sleeves of tattoos. And friends of mine that were like lawyers or friends of mine that were, you know, mommies and did not lead a punk, edgy kind of life. But they just wanted to hang on to their youth in some way or their identity because they'd lost it. So they got sleeves of tattoos. And it just became like, I always think that Dr. Seuss book, The Starbelly Sneeches. Do you know that one?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that, where if you don't know the Dr. Seuss book, Starbelly Sneeches, it was original when one sneech had a star on his belly. And then once everybody started getting the stars on their bellies, it wasn't unique anymore. And the Starbelly Sneeches became like every sneech had a star on mm-hmm. their belly. That's what the tattoos have become. So, you know, Pete Davidson tattooing his whole body. The only people I can think of that are sort of edgy with it is maybe like Post Malone, who's doing the face tattoos. Like, that's a real commitment.
Yeah, the one Travis guy. He's got tattoos on his head and his neck and all that.
Parker, yeah.
Yeah, he took it to the next level. He took it Post Malone style.
But he's a rock star. That's the thing. So is Post Malone. These are musicians.
Mm.
If you're a full-time musician and you're not covered in tattoos, your music probably sucks. You know what I mean?
But if you have to rely on getting a job, you might not want to do that.
Yeah. I mean, even like in the TV world, I noticed when you get a request, the one question they ask, are you fully vaccinated and do you have any visible tattoos?
Oh, really?
Those are the two questions you get asked first.
Lesbian Nazi hookers abducted by UFOs and forced into weight loss programs. All this week on The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Your kids never listen to you. Why is that?
You know the floor mat when you walk into a house and you wipe your feet on it? That's what I am. I'm just a what? I don't understand my children at all.
Okay.
Because they will use dishes and just put them right in the dishwasher, right in the sink, not the dishwasher. No, God forbid the bowl gets put from the sink to the dishwasher. I can't get the kids to do anything.
Well, it's because you're too easy on them. I mean, if I was a parent, my kids would know if that dish is not in the dishwasher, they won't be eating. Like, I will not be feeding you again. You're going to be having to make your own cereal or something. I'm not helping you with food. Like, you're just way too easy. You don't punish them. There's no consequences. They're not scared of you. That's the problem. They're not scared at all. In fact, they're so not scared of you, they decide to live in your house, not live in your house. Live in your house, not live in your house. Like, they come and go as they please.
You know the thing you put in the toaster oven?
You mean toast?
No. The metal pan.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you got a metal pan that you put.
The crumb grabber or something. The crumb. It's got the word crumb in it. It's like crumb grabber. Crumb catcher.
No, that was your nickname in high school. No, what you and I would do when we lived together is we would put tinfoil in the toaster oven and cook something on it so you can just throw it away.
Right.
When you're done. You don't have to dirty up the pan or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So my kids don't do that. So before I came up here, the big pan that goes in the toaster oven was used today to make pizza. And where is it now?
It's in the sink.
Sitting in the sink. So if I don't wash it or my wife doesn't wash it, it's just not going to get washed. Because I've never seen my youngest wash a dish, ever.
Right, but that's a problem because don't you see, you think it's adorable that they're kids and you let them do whatever they want and they're like totally entitled and you and your wife are doormats. But what happens then is you unleash them on the world and then they'll have roommates who will hate them. They'll have tough times in relationships because they'll be like, were you raised by wolves? And they're like, well, no, I raised myself, basically.
It's like the lawn. I came up with this plan because I have a big lawn.
Mm-hmm.
So it really takes two people. One person can't mow the whole lawn in one day.
No, not anymore. Not your new house. Definitely not.
No, it's a really big pain in the ass. So
yeah.
You got to put 3-4 hours to the side to do the lawn.
So
I came up with an idea and I said, okay, let's say it's $200 a week to mow the lawn, to get a company to come out and do that. We all will put $50 a week in. Since we live in this house, there's four of us. We'll all put $50 in and then we'll pay for somebody to do it.
Okay, that sounds fair.
And then one kid went, sounds like a great idea to me. The other kid said, no, I don't want to pay that. I will get out there and mow the lawn, which he's never done.
What?
So what happens every weekend?
The lawn doesn't get mowed. Yep, mowing the lawn. Yeah. But the problem is you go out and mow the lawn. They know that they know what a sucker you are. They know that you will do their dishes, you'll mow their lawn. Are you even charging either one of them rent to live in your house?
No.
Do they pay any bills? No.
They sometimes pick up groceries.
Oh, my God. You know, your kids are so spoiled.
These they are. The most I'm out there pushing the lawnmower after working all week, and I know they're sitting in their room playing their video game. You got to hear the lawnmower going. It's not quiet. It's very loud, and it's right outside your window. They pay it no attention.
Yeah, but you're complaining to the wrong person. This is your fault. This has nothing to do with them. You did a terrible job raising them, and you did a terrible job guilting them, and a terrible job allowing them to just run roughshod over you guys and do whatever they want. I'm telling you, the bigger problem isn't the fact that you let them do whatever they want in your house. They're going to be that way in their relationships. You're doing a terrible job of parenting.
Yeah. So we said I only went through, I don't know, 20 minutes of the Kardashians. But the one thing I got from the Kardashians is their mom really pushed those girls to greatness.
Oh, well, everyone knows that. Yeah, Kris Jenner is the original mominger. I mean, she's the one that forced them to do stuff that they didn't want to do in order to be famous, and now they're happy about it. But, yeah, so you need to start pushing your kids.
No, she's the ultimate parent. I look at her, look at the empire she built with six kids, however many kids she has. I can't get my kids to pick up a dish. But the Jenners and Kardashians are starting companies.
Right. Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. So that's why you need a parenting role model. And I have to say, I think it should be Kris Jenner. I think that's a very good role model for you.
I think it is too, but I'm too tired.
She's tired too. I mean, she's older than you are and she has six kids. You only got two and you're young. There's no excuse.
There's no excuse, but I'm saying it's a lot. If I bring this up, I look like the bad guy.
No, listen, so what that you look, you're the parent, you're the father. You shouldn't worry about looking like the bad guy. You should worry about trying to parent those kids and say to them, you know, I could Kris Jenner your ass, but I'm not going to. I'm not asking you guys to start multi-billion dollar companies and start TikTok and Instagram pages with millions of people. I'm asking you to mow the fucking lawn and clean a dish.
Yeah, they won't. They won't do it. I mean, because they will then go to their mom, who will have their side, never has my side. Never. Always picks their side.
You got to start with consequences. You got to start taking shit away. You know, I pay for the electricity. This Xbox is mine. This PlayStation, I don't know what they play. It's mine. I would start taking shit away that means something to them. Their car. I mean, I would absolutely start having some consequences until they start doing their share of the work. You're not their slave.
I would love to have you live here for one day. And you would try that for one day, and she would give the phone back or the car back. And then I'm the bad guy.
How could she do that if she's duct taped to a chair the whole time I'm there? It's not possible. She'll be duct taped to a wall or a chair or something. She's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I've tried to fight this fight, and it just ends up with me being the asshole. Every single time, I'm the asshole. So you know what I do? I hide. I hide in my room. I hide in my studio. You never see me because I hide.
Okay, then you have to stop mowing your lawn. Stop doing the dishes. Stop Just do your own dishes. When you and I lived together, we didn't do each other's dishes. I did mine. You did yours.
I swear, my youngest never, never has done a dish. Never. I don't know if he knows how.
What's he going to do when he lives by himself?
I have no idea. He's going to eat Chinese food every night and throw it away.
He's going to have to.
Yeah. I mean, I can't wait to see that happen. I'm going to put a lawn chair in his front yard just to watch it. Because it's going to be entertainment.
Sell tickets. A child finally living on their own. A child with no skills. Living in a house by himself. What will he do for food? What will he do for utensils? How will he mow the lawn?
Yeah, I mean, when I moved out, I had no idea how to make a mashed potato. You know, I didn't.
Really?
I didn't know. Nobody ever taught me anything.
And we didn't have YouTube back then.
Oh,
we couldn't
God,
get on
no.
YouTube and be like, you know, how do you make a mashed potato?
So I didn't know anything. I didn't know how to wash a clothes. I've never been to, you know, a laundromat. I had no idea. I had to figure it out. But I don't know what they're going to do now. No idea. It's going to be fun.
What's so cute is they're never leaving. Why would they? They have it so good at your house.
This goes through my head every single day. So you're just making it worse. Because it's exactly what I thought before I came up here. I said, look, the pan is in the sink and it will sit there. It will sit there. It's not going to be. There's two little things of pizza on it. You could have cleaned it and put it back, but you're not going to.
You don't do it. Just don't do it.
If I don't do it, then she's going to come home and then she's going to bitch at me because they're...
No, let her do it. If she's the one that's enabling them, there needs to be like a, you know, there's Alcoholics Anonymous. There needs to be like a Parenting Anonymous.
There is. It's called Bonus Room. Where I hide.
Okay.
Because
right.
I can say it I can say it 3,000 times. Mow the lawn, mow the lawn, mow the lawn. Take the trash out, take the trash out. And they do it once and then they forget it. It never happens again.
The thing that sucks is one day they're going to want to have a real relationship with you and you're going to be like, fuck you, I resent you. You never did anything around the house. You took advantage of me. You treat me like a doormat. I'm not interested in being your friend now.
Yeah, the dishwasher downstairs, when the dishes are done, there's a light that comes on that says clean dishes. Mm-hmm. They don't see that. It's like they're colorblind. They don't see a light on the dishwasher. They just walk past it. Don't see it. Don't see it. Go into my room.
Then you know what? You need to, just for 1 month, you need to be your kids for 1 month. Do nothing around the house and see how it goes. Do nothing. Don't. I'm serious. Don't clean a thing. Don't do anything.
You're not married to a freak that's clean freak. So.
Well, then let her do it then.
She does. And she don't bitch about it. I bitch about it.
Well, then you stop doing it. Let her do it. She enjoys it. She doesn't bitch about it, and everybody's happy. Just you take yourself out of the equation.
Okay. I'll try that. But I swear, I'll go downstairs. It's going to drive me insane.
You're
I'm going to send
person...
you photos. I'm going to send you pictures. And look, this is my hell.
You are the only person you can control. You're in charge of you.
Amen. I can't control anybody else. Not anybody in this house. I can't control the dogs, the nothing. Nothing.
That's why I'm telling you. So control you. Stop doing stuff.
Now you're just making me mad. You're just riling me up.
No, stop doing stuff. Take an edible. Watch Awake.
90% of my life now is high. That's I'm high all the time. If you want to talk to me after 7 o'clock at night, I'm probably good chances I'm high.
Your kids have driven you to this.
Yeah. They got CBD stores now, and I drive past them every day, and I go in there and go, ooh, look, new stuff. And then it puts me, and then I got to eat stuff. And then you gain weight because you eat nonstop because there's Twinkies in the house and you're high on CBD and the dishes don't get done.
Well, then the CBD isn't working because it should be mellowing you out. You should be way more mellow than this. This is
but I have
mellow.
To do it every freaking day.
You're driving your dad to drugs.
I can't wait for the real pot to be legal. Then I can start that. Screw the CBD. Give me the real stuff.
I don't like girls.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
This is stupid.
There's something else that makes you mental. Is not just your kids, but it's work things. When work things just, when a boss just goes a little too far or an employee does something wrong, like I find that's the other thing that triggers you. That's your other trigger.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, let's talk about that also.
Thanks. Just push me right. Hold on. Let me go get my CBD now. I'm going to get it and I'm going to take it and we're just going to slowly watch me fade away while we do this segment.
You know, isn't your wife a nurse?
Yeah. Why?
Okay. Here's what I want to do one day. I want to have her come up with one of those cuff things to take your blood pressure, and I want to just start the show and just see the things that raise your blood pressure and how high we can get it.
Great. Let's see if we can really push him to a heart attack. He's right there on the ledge of a heart attack. He could have a stroke or a heart attack. Let's see if we can push him over.
Let's see if we can get one of those going.
Yeah. Oh, great.
All right, so this is one of those things that will definitely put you over the edge. This is on Reddit today. And every once in a while, you get these bosses that are just fucking batshit. It's amazing to me how we live in a culture where, and we talk about this all the time, where sexual harassment training is big and creating a hostile work environment is important to know about. Like, it's all these situations that you get into at work that are now protected and under the auspices of HR. So you have to like make sure that you don't say the wrong thing to the wrong person and you can't joke around about certain things. You've got to be very careful what you say to people at work, especially people underneath you.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, here is a boss that had no qualms putting out this list of 10 things that he's calling the SWEAT Pledge. And SWEAT is an acronym for Skill, Work, Ethic, Aren't Taboo.
Ay vey. I hate him already.
I know. And it's stuff like this. Like one of them is, I believe that I've won the greatest lottery of all time. I'm alive. I walk the earth. I live in America. Above all things, I am grateful. I mean, okay, I kind of like that sentiment. You know, the idea that we get so caught up in life, we get so caught up in the minutiae, we get so caught up in things that make us really piss us off, we forget to remember that we got to live now during this time. You know, my mom had 2 miscarriages before me. So there was a good, and she was only having 1 kid. Mm. So there's a good chance that I wouldn't have been here. Somebody else would have been here yelling at you. You know?
God, that would be great.
No, maybe somebody worse. Maybe her other kids.
Impossible.
Maybe I'm the nicer of the 3 that came out of that womb of all those eggs. You know what I mean? You know, likely not, because likely I beat the crap out of the other 2 eggs, which is why I'm here and they're not. But whatever. But I like the idea of being grateful. So far I'm on board with this guy. The second thing is, I believe that I'm entitled to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, nothing more. I also understand happiness and the pursuit of happiness are not the same thing. Fine. Whatever. Number 3, I believe there's no such thing as a bad job. I believe that all jobs are opportunities and it's up to me to make the best of them. Okay, now we're starting to get into him commenting on job and work stuff. Okay. I do not follow my passion. I bring it with me. Blah, stupid. Number 5, I believe that my safety is my responsibility. I understand that being in compliance does not necessarily keep me out of danger. I don't know what that means.
It's, you know, probably one of those jobs where safety is a big issue.
Okay.
You know, and they really harp on safety. There's a lot of jobs like that.
Right, it could be one of these jobs, right, where they work on equipment. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'm good with that. Number 6, I believe the best way to distinguish myself at work is to show up early, stay late, and cheerfully volunteer for every crappy task there is. Excuse me? Show up early, stay late. Well, if I'm working on a salary, sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And if my salary is commensurate with my ability, absolutely. I'll cheerfully volunteer for every crappy task. I'll show up early. I'll stay late. But not all the time. Some days I might not want to do that. Some days, or if I'm getting paid by the hour, or, you know, there's a lot of jobs like this where they pay you specifically for 8 hours. Mm-hmm. They expect you to work 12. You know?
No, I don't like, I used to be this guy that said, yeah, that sounds great. I'll work the extra. I'll do all the things I'm supposed to do and more. I'll shine. And I'll get that promotion and I'll make that more money. But you know what? At the end of the day, they're still going to fire my ass for no fucking reason because it's radio.
Right. You got it.
You know how many hours I spent at one radio station I worked at for 13 years? I never stopped working.
Right.
It was a 24-hour day, 7-day a week job.
Right.
You know, and you know what? They still shit can my ass for no reason. Right. So fuck that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so number six, fuck that. Number seven, I think you're not going to like either. I believe the most annoying sounds in the world are whining and complaining. I will never make them. If I'm unhappy at work, I will either find a new job or find a way to be happy. Excuse me? If you treat me like crap at work, or if this job sucks, I'm allowed to whine and complain.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, obviously not to you, but I have every right to say to my coworker, I'm not being treated properly here, or this job sucks if it sucks. Do you know what I mean? You're allowed to say that. See, number one, the whole idea about being in America and living the life you live, part of that is having the freedom to express yourself. You can't, this is censorship.
Yeah, but I do agree with, if you don't like it, leave. Because you see, when you go to a restaurant, somebody's really hating their job, just leave. So you got to have somebody sometimes say, you know what, go find another job.
Well, I think you should find another job before you leave your job, because a lot of people impulsively quit and then they have no job.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's people that they take a job they have to have in order to pay their bills and feed their family. And it's not everybody gets their dream job. Most people don't. Most people have some crappy job they can't stand. One of my favorite people on Twitter is this woman that I follow, and she's funny as hell, and I love her. But every once in a while, she posts about her crappy job in a cubicle and how dumb her coworkers are and the dumb things they say to her. And, you know, but that's, she lives in a small town in South Carolina, and that's her job. You know, she doesn't have many options there.
Mm-hmm. You could still find another job. I mean, the cubicle life sucks ass.
Right.
So, but I think that's changing now with 2022, because I think people aren't putting up with anything anymore because there's so many jobs. Like here in the South, you can walk out of one job and walk into another tomorrow.
I'll move to the South. All right. Number eight, I believe that my education is my responsibility and absolutely critical to my success. I'm motivated to learn as much as I can from whatever sources are available to me. Those are two completely different thoughts once again.
Mm-hmm.
Your education is your responsibility. Yes, if you can afford one. I mean, I'm an adult. I'm still paying student loans.
Mm-hmm.
I still have student loans that I'm paying. So yeah, my education was my responsibility, but I'm still paying for it. You know, and it is critical to my success, but obviously not, because like many other people in this country, I have an advanced degree and I don't have a job commensurate with that. So I'm not making enough money to pay off my student loans.
Mm-hmm. So they sit there and just accumulate more interest.
Yeah, pretty much. Number nine, I believe I am a product of my choices, not my circumstances. I will never blame anyone for my shortcomings. I will never accept credit for something I did not do.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of snarky.
This guy seems like he's not good at hiring people. Seems like he's hiring the wrong people. And once they get the job, then he has to weed them out. You should have done that before you gave him the job.
Yeah, put his like 10 commandments up. Here's his last one. And this one is actually exactly what you're saying. Number 10, I understand that the world is not fair, and I'm okay with that. I do not resent the success of others. Bitch, that is not your responsibility. I can resent whoever I want to resent.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked in places before where there are favorites. And if you're not one of the favorites, you're doing the exact same job, but somebody's getting more opportunities, higher pay, the extra whatevers, you know, because they're the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair. So, yeah, the world isn't fair. And I'm not okay with that. So don't tell me that I should be okay with the world being unfair. In fact, because so many things in the world have been unfair, we have a lot of the laws we have because people have fought to make things fair. So this guy's a dick.
This guy is a guy you should never work for.
Oh, yeah.
No question. There's nothing good can come of this. So never, ever work for this guy.
Some of the comments on Reddit were, this guy's a horrible human and scum. Somebody said, imagine the a-hole sitting there typing that, thinking it was such a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else said, why you got me vomiting at 11:30 in the morning? And then a lot of people were saying that this feels like a cult to them. You know, work is not necessarily meant to be fun, or sometimes it is, or, you know, it depends what you do. Some people love their job. Some people hate their job. But it's not up to the boss to tell you how to feel at work or about work.
No. And hire the people that think the same way you do then. Because
then you'll be there by yourself.
And that's probably the reason why he wrote this. I mean, a lot of people are coming in and leaving. Nobody's working for this guy. You can't.
This is why. You can't work for this guy.
No.
If those are all the rules, I mean, you know, you and I are both hard workers, and we just went through that list and said that we didn't agree with a lot of it.
Right. Well, you have some bosses like that, mm-hmm. And how about this boss? So this boss owns a company in L.A. The company's called Tunnel Vision. It's a clothing-based store.
Okay.
So she's 35 years old. She started this company, and she said, you know what? I'm going to figure out how much I'm going to pay my employees, and I'm going to make money, and we'll see how this works out. So she could pay every employee $16 an hour, mm-hmm. and then she could take a salary of $430,000. Because she's the boss.
Wait. She went viral this week on TikTok.
Right.
This woman.
So.
Yes. Okay.
I could take $430,000 a year, or I can pay everybody, including myself, $73,000 a year.
Right. Yeah. She's in Los Angeles. Is that where she is?
In L.A.
She was making the point, whenever she sees an article about a CFO making $130 million, while the employees are making $30,000 and $60,000 and they're miserable and unhappy, she was saying that that's just not necessary. Nobody needs $130 million. Like, that's not, it's not necessary to make that kind of money, especially off the backs of other people and your employees. So she was saying that her business takes in about $750,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yeah, exactly that she can pay all of her employees minimum wage, which where she lives is $16 and change. She said, even if I was being a nice guy and wanted to pay $25 an hour.
In LA, you're still living under a bridge.
Exactly. So she said, instead, she takes the profits and she splits it among her employees, and everybody's happy and everybody feels that they have equity in the company and they work harder and they all respect each other. And $73,000 for her is plenty of money. She said she doesn't need any more than that. And every year she does better and better because the employees are really into it. They sell the heck out of her stuff.
Mm-hmm. Because they have an investment in the company now.
Exactly.
Because everybody makes the same money.
They're being treated equally, and it makes them feel good about themselves. They go home and they feel seen.
So what I'm saying is, don't work for your guy. Work for my lady that I brought up, and just keep finding the right job until you're happy.
Once she went viral on TikTok, you know she had thousands of applicants.
But it's LA, and you're still living in a tent on $73,000 a year.
Yeah, no, it's that's a good model. I really hope that a lot of CFOs of bigger companies, but they're not. Yeah. They're so greedy. No, they're too greedy, and they all have shareholders, and they all have excuses why they have to have private planes. Yeah, it's just. it's an awful situation we have in this country when it comes to workers. Because if you really think about it, like, Jeff Bezos is a good example. I mean, where did he make all of his Amazon money? From us.
Mm-hmm.
We are all the people who bought his stuff and made him a billionaire. So you might want to give back a little something.
Now, the best story about a CFO and president of a company is when GM and Ford and all these companies were going out of business, and Chrysler, mm-hmm. and they went to the government to ask for a bailout. And this was in 2008, I think. Mm-hmm. Every CFO and president took a private plane to Washington.
Oh, my God. To ask for a bailout.
A bailout. So they couldn't take coach. They had to fly their private plane. So they're never going to understand.